Welcome back to Spill the Tea Unfiltered.
Hey guys.
So new week, new us, you know how it goes. You have a fun update.
So I have been running, trying to run. I need people, if y'all will y'all please send me some tips? Like, how do y'all breathe when y'all run? Like, why do my lungs feel like they're on fire before my body does?
Literally.
I need hints. I don't think I'm doing this right. But, I like it, but I don't think I'm doing it right. So, like, if you could send some tips out this way.
It cracks me
up. And my hips hurt.
Yeah, my hips hurt all the time when I run, too. I think we need to stretch better.
But I'm only 20 pounds from my goal weight.
Hey. It's so funny to me, though, because I remember a couple months ago when we were talking about how I wanted you to start running with me, and you were like, no. And now you run. And then you texted yesterday or the day before, and you're like, I'm going to go run. I was like, look at you go.
I knew, like, when I sent a message out, I was like, her mouth just dropped, and I love this.
It did. I was literally on a cruise ship, and my mouth was like, oh. Speaking of, there's thunder, if you can hear that. So sorry, it's getting real dark out there. So we're real shadowed in here because a storm's decided to come through at 9 a.m.
Guess we will not be swimming today.
No swimming for us.
But, which is where I've literally spent like the last week every day. She's jealous, guys.
I am, actually. I'm very jealous.
She was like, let me show you my tan line. Yeah. And I was like, looking, and I'm like, where's it at? And she had to point it out, and I'm like,
I just got back from a week.
You barely can see it.
I know. I just got back from a week long cruise, and I have like an itty bitty tan line, and it's tan for me.
All she did was change shades of white.
Literally.
It's not really tan. It's just she's no longer like luminescent white.
Yeah. It's annoying. I'm like, I always laugh because I'm like, in my genetic past, I'm like, can someone have mixed culturally with anything else? I was like, why are we all so white? Like, it's a problem. So I am jealous of your olive in your skin, and anyone else who has olive in their skin. I'm jealous because I just turn a different shade of white or red, and that's my life. But yeah, so I was on a cruise for the past week, which was fun. I went with one of my best friends. We've known each other for 35 years, which is insane.
Awesome. It's crazy to think about, like, our friends from high school, now we've been friends with them for 20 years. And I'm like, God, where's my life went? Like, and I love that, like, we get to, like, grow up with each other.
There's Addie.
Hi, Addie. And I was reading a book. I told you about it. Say You'll Remember Me. And they were talking about how they wanted to choose somebody who just, like, literally watches their life. And I was like, I want that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I remembered, I was like, no, I actually, like, I just don't want to be in a relationship, so I'm never going to have. Lauren's going to be the only person that really remembers my life.
She's going to give me a bath real quick, guys. Okay. She's special. Yeah, that book's phenomenal, by the way. It's by Abby
so good.
Jimenez. If you have any interest in listening to it. Or I recommend the audiobook because I think, is Teddy in that one? Teddy does a lot. Teddy Hamilton is one of my favorite narrators in the world. And he does a lot of Abby's books. So, but it is a really good book. Speaking of 20 years, though, my 20-year high school reunion is in October.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm not.
I was like shocked whenever they sent out the message. I was like, oh, we're old. It's in my hometown. A lot of us are still friends. My class was weird in the fact that, like, a lot of us left our hometown. We got away. We went to college. We've all kind of, like, a lot of people have kept up with each other, like, through social media and stuff. So, like, I don't have anyone in my class that I'm, like, have ill will towards or anything. Like, nothing like that. And, I mean, to be three of them are still my best friends I talk to every day. So, I told them, I said, I'll go if you all go. So, they're going to go. Because my parents still live there. Another one's parents still live there. And then the other two are just going to come stay with us.
I don't talk to anybody from high school except for my best friend who graduated a year after me. So,
to be fair, if I went to your high school, I probably also wouldn't talk to a lot of people because you had a lot of drugs.
We all did drugs. Like, it was fine. It was normal.
My class was one of the highest GPA that ever went through our school. And we all went, almost all of us went to like a major university. So, yeah, I felt fine keeping up with a lot of my people. So it'll be interesting to see how everybody is. What's crazy is we were talking about our 10-year reunion and how it feels like it was yesterday and how much has changed. Because I, when we had our 10-year, I had just gotten out of the FBI Academy and moved to DC. So I hadn't met Dick. I wasn't here. I didn't have the life I have now. A bunch of my friends weren't married. They didn't have kids. Like, and now all of them have kids and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see like where everybody is now. So, but yeah, but the cruise was fun. I had a blast with my friend, and I am very blessed to have her as a friend, because she took me on the cruise. Like, she paid for it and everything, because everybody knows financially, like with Dick, I don't have the money. And she wanted to get away, and she was like, I got you.
That's awesome.
She was like, you've always had my back. You've always done stuff for me through the years. So I got you. And, you know, I am super thankful and grateful to her for that. But yeah, it was a really good time. So
that's awesome.
But then next week I got to go out of town for work, and then I go out of town again, and it's just going to be a very busy couple weeks.
What am I supposed to do, guys?
Yeah, it'll be fine. You could come with me to see your mother. What is she to you?
My brother-in-law's mom?
Yeah.
I'm okay. I have to.
You're like, I've already done that.
I have schoolwork and work. And
that's true. Your school's been keeping you busy.
So I'm in finance again. I actually like it more than I thought I would like it.
Good. Will you learn things so that we can be rich?
Yeah. Like, because I'm like, maybe I just need to change my major to finance. I actually really like this.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know, because like, is this class just easier? And then the other ones are really hard. But I actually, like, I'm like, I get this. I get how to do interest. And, like, I'm like, this makes sense. Like, I understand it. It's not like algebra, which never made sense to me and was the freaking worst.
Can you take a class on, like, the stock market, please, and investing? Because I would love to learn.
I took a class prior on it. But, I mean, if we're being honest, I don't really remember a whole lot. But I know a couple people who are good into that. So maybe we just need to talk to them.
Yeah. No, that'd be good.
I purchased stock with my company that I work for. But.
Yeah,
cashed it out a few times.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And sometimes that cruise needs me
in this economy. Speaking of cruises, we got to plan my 50th state. If you and
I'm going to Alaska. Coming,
we're doing Alaska. It's gonna be a good time. So we got to start looking at that. Man, it got dark out there.
It's going to
guys,
storm.
It
bad.
Is 9 a.m. and it looks like it's midnight. So
it's gonna be bad.
Hopefully our internet won't cut out. Here we are.
Hopefully not.
So today we actually have an update. So if you remember, it was called the Parasite.
Yes.
It was the girl who married another woman who like used her and then left her for the DJ.
The DJ's wife.
Yes. So and we said like, hey, if you have an update, give us an update.
Yeah, because we want to know if she's still with the DJ's wife.
Yeah, like what's going on. So she's like, she emailed us back.
Okay.
And she said, I want to give you guys an update. So she said, as for the DJ, he married the lady whose kids that I watched. My ex, I forget what we called her at the time. But she said my ex and her fling, the woman she had an affair with on me, got married a month after my now husband and I had gotten married even on the same day. So they got married. So
just a month after.
So a month after on the same day. She said the DJ got his two kids back and they live back where they need to be. As for my ex-wife, she is having more problems now and there's definitely trouble in paradise. And there always will be.
Oh, yeah. With her, there's definitely always going to be.
When it's a parasite, a parasite's always going to have issues. Because she's always going to be upset.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, from sources that are close to the couple, I'm being told that my ex has it in her mind that she will be returning to Florida and try to get back with me. It will be a cold day in hell before that will ever happen.
Yes.
That's right, girl. She said, I am happy now, more happier than I've ever been. I am living a life that does not include drugs, alcohol, or abuse. Good. We love that for you.
Yes.
Glad you got out of that life. She said, my husband makes me feel wanted and shows me off. There's never a night that we go to bed angry at each other. And there's never a night where I wake up and he is not next to me. And that must be so peaceful to know, like, Right. I have a good person next to me now.
Yeah.
I do want to say this because I'm not sure he knows this, but the DJ saved me during that awful situation. He and I had each other's backs while we maneuvered our way through that rough patch. Somehow he knew that we both would overcome this and be happy again, and he was right. There were nights I would tell him I could not do this, and he would tell me that we would both get through this and find love again. He was absolutely correct because we both found our happy ending. To this day, we are all best friends, his wife and I and my husband and him. I'm glad that things happened the way they did because now the DJ is happily married to a beautiful person who truly makes him better. There were nights I watched his ex-wife belittle him and treat him like absolute shit after he had got done working 80 plus hours while she would lay on her dead ass watching Harry Potter, thinking she was the next wizard joining Hogwarts.
Oh my God, did you see what they're doing in Atlanta? I want to go.
I do. I want to go to that too. We should look into that. That's funny. As someone who loves Harry Potter, that's hilarious. And listen, Hogwarts wouldn't accept her.
No.
Mm-mm. Hogwarts has standards, and his ex-wife is trash and does not meet Hogwarts standards.
Mm-mm.
So she can hope she's the next wizard all she wants, but she's not.
I now kind of want to spend this rainy day watching Harry Potter.
As we should, because Harry Potter's amazing. She said, if there's anything I can tell people, absolutely don't stay in a situation thinking it's going to get better when you know deep down things will never change. I stayed for far too long on that train that was a destination to nowhere. And for anyone that wants to know, I graduate in January with my bachelor's in forensic psychology.
Yay!
That parasite did not get the best of me. I will sign off for now with love.
That is awesome. Congratulations. Yes. I'm so excited for you.
Please keep in touch and let us know like what you do with that degree, because that's a fascinating degree. As someone who has worked in the criminal world, like I would love to know what you do with it.
Yes.
But that the joy and happiness I feel for you is so high right now. Like, I'm so happy for you that she did not keep you down. You found love. You graduated, like you've done so much for yourself. That's amazing. And right. I'm sure your kids are you know, all the kids that are involved in this life and this situation are actually thriving now. The DJ's kids are obviously thriving if they're back with him and his wife and you guys all being friends. And I also love it when people become friends from a really toxic situation, because it's just, there's an extra bond there that like no one else is going to have. Mm-mm. And it's a great feeling to have someone who knows what you went through and who can understand it. So yeah, that's awesome. I'm super happy for you that you ended up in a great situation.
Yeah, me too. So,
but yeah, we just wanted to give that short update. So this week's going to be a really short episode. But yeah, we're going to spend the, it's now raining.
Yeah, it's pouring.
It is absolutely pouring, and the cats are watching it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna spend,
we are not swimming today.
We're not swimming.
Disappointing.
So we're gonna,
I really wanted to get my tan on.
You're already tan enough. Why did she do this to me, guys? She's so tan and I'm so white. This is not, I blend in with my hair and my shirt.
It's fine. Not that white.
But thanks for listening, guys. And if you have any stories that you want to send them in. Any comments or anything.
Tips on how to run.
Teach Amber how to run.
Please.
Also, my hip, I run a lot now. I run like 3 days a week, but my hips always hurt.
And my ankle is hurting too. Do I just have weak ankles?
Where does it hurt? Like on the top? Mine hurts right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just like a muscle that we're not used to.
Point ballet. How is this a thing for me?
Hey, Bubba. Yeah, so definitely let us know any of your tips and tricks for running. And we are super happy for you and that parasite is officially out of your life. Do not let her anywhere near you. So, all right. Well, we will sign off for now.
Bye, guys.
Bye. This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone.